Yep. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओवनरोत्तमं भागवतम् फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर सॉरी सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 17 एंटाइटल मदर पार्वती कर्सेस चित्रकेतु टेक्स्ट 31 प्लीज रिस्पॉन्ड। वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तिम् उद्वहताम् नृणाम् ज्ञानवैराग्यवीर्याणाम् न हि कश्चिद् व्यपाश्रयः। वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तिमुद्वहतां नृणां ज्ञानवैराग्यवीर्याणां न हि कश्चिद् व्यपाश्रयः। वासुदेव इसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। हियर इज द डिस्टिंक्शन बिटवीन अ डिवोटी एंड अ फिलोसोफर who speculates on the subject matter of transcendence. A devotee does not need to cultivate knowledge to understand the falsity and temporary existence of this material world. Because of his unalloyed devotion to Vasudev, this knowledge and detachment are automatically manifested in his person. As confirmed elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1.2.7 वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोगः प्रयोजितः जनयत्यासु वैराग्यं ज्ञानं च यद् अहैतुकम्। One who engages in unalloyed devotional service to Vasudev Krishna automatically becomes aware of this material world and therefore he is naturally detached. This detachment is possible because of his high standard of knowledge. The speculative philosopher tries to understand that this material world is false by cultivating knowledge. But this understanding is automatically manifested in the person of a devotee without separate endeavor. The Mayavadi philosophy may be very proud of their so-called knowledge, but because they do not understand Vasudev, Vasudevam Sarvamiti, they do not understand the world of duality, which is a manifestation of Vasudev's external energy. Therefore, unless the so-called jnanis take shelter of Vasudev, their speculative knowledge is imperfect. Yenye Aravindaksha Vimuktamaninaha. They simply think of becoming free from the contamination of the material world, but because they do not take shelter at the lotus feet of Vasudev, their knowledge is impure. When they actually become pure, they surrender to the lotus feet of Vasudev. Therefore, the absolute truth is easier to understand for a devotee than for jnanis who simply speculate to understand Vasudev. Lord Shiva confirms this statement in the following verse. वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तिम् उद्वहतां नृणां ज्ञानवैराग्यवीर्याणां न हि कश्चित् व्यपाश्रयः। Persons engaged in devotional service to Lord Vasudev Krishna have naturally perfect knowledge and detachment from this material world. Therefore, such devotees are not interested in the so-called happiness or so-called distress of this world. Lord Shiva, one of the Mahajans, is glorifying the position of a pure devotee to Mother Parvati and specifically emphasizing how simply by developing pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord Vasudev Krishna, all other qualities, all other results of performing transcendental activities of different nature can be achieved in and of itself. There is a similar verse as quoted by Prabhupada in the purport, as confirmed elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam 127. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also, which was specifically written by Vyasadeva, who was dissatisfied in spite of compiling all the scriptures, ultimately for the purpose of making sure that everyone is satisfied and happy. That was his interest. But in spite of compiling all that, he himself was not satisfied. So what to speak of those becoming satisfied after reading them? Then Narada Muni appears and personally explains through his own life's example of his past life how from the Naradhama position I became a Narottama in one lifetime. Materially Naradhama, from the lowest position, he was a ignorant or innocent child of a Shudrani, a maid servant. And from that position, simply by the association of Bhaktivedantas, pure exalted devotees, Vasudeva Bhagavati, that kind of devotees who had completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, depending fully on Him under all circumstances, and hearing from them and sincerely trying to put it to practice, I, in that very lifetime, achieved this stage of becoming an eternal associate of the Lord. So this Srimad Bhagavatam begins by the sages of Naimisharanya in the first chapter itself asking Suta Goswami, the first question, very first question itself is Pumsam ekantata shreyah tanna shamsitum arhasi. Pumsam ekantata shreyah. Now you, Suta Goswami, we have specifically chosen you because you are fully qualified to sit on the Vyasasan and speak to us and establish the highest truth to the exclusion of everything else. Because you have thoroughly studied all the scriptures, thoroughly realized it by engaging practically in the service of your spiritual master and specifically blessed by him with great pleasure, they have blessed you, and therefore all this conclusion of this truth have manifested in your heart. And therefore, when you speak, true conclusion comes out. Therefore, we have chosen you. Not that just like that we chose you. And then they put forward, Pumsam ekantatah shreya. Ekantatah means absolute. And shreya means ultimate good. So, you have studied all the scriptures, all kinds of activities are mentioned, all kinds of rules and regulations, all kinds. But we have no time to practice all that in Kali Yuga. People's lifespan is very short. Always quarrelsome, their mind is disturbed. They're misguided. very lazy and therefore always disturbed. So there's no time for them. Give us the conclusion. And the first words that he speaks in answering this question, and absolute good, that means not for only some category of people, for some time in some situations, for all living entities, for all time to come, under all situations and circumstances and condition of life. That's called absolute good. And the ultimate good, there's nothing higher than that. Tell us now. And there, Suta Goswami speaks. Savai Pumsam, of all the living entities, especially in the human form of life, Paro Dharmo, the topmost occupational duty, Yato Bhaktihi Adhokshaje, that activity which ultimately leads to Bhaktihi Adhokshaje, pure devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's beyond this material world. And that must be two more conditions are there for it to actually make it completely satisfying. Many people may engage in devotion to the Supreme Lord, but may not find full satisfaction till ahaituki apratihata. Ahaituki, there should be no other cause for rendering that devotion, and there should be no barrier in any circumstance, at all condition, in all situation in life. Ananya. Anya means elsewhere. Ananya means absolutely nowhere. That means no other shelter other than the Supreme Lord. No other. Nahi kaschid vyapashrayah. Prabhupada translates vyapashrayah as interest or shelter. No other interest than the interest of pleasing the Lord. No other shelter than taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. Knowing no other source of safety or security. Complete dependence and complete focus on the Supreme Lord. Vasudeve Bhagavati. Bhaktim udvahatam nanam, those who carry this within their heart, this pure devotion for the Lord, those people who carry jnana vairagya viryanam, all the secondary things are jnana, knowledge and vairagya. Immediately therefore, anyone may ask, oh, how is it that there are so many scriptures glorifying jnana, vairagya, yajna, tapasya, charity, very, very high-grade spiritual activities. Even they are very high-grade spiritual activities. And you are thinking that just, you know, hearing and chanting, it seems to be, it's so deep-rooted concept. Even devotees also sometimes feel, sometimes we are impressed, highly impressed, when we find people chanting all kinds of sophisticated mantras in perfect meters, then we feel, you know, I'm just chanting Hare Krishna. Somebody is born Hare Krishna. Somebody is getting married Hare Krishna. Somebody dies Hare Krishna. On the 13th day Hare Krishna. On the first year Hare Krishna. Just Hare Krishna. You people, aur kuch malum nahi Hare Krishna. Actually Saraswati is speaking through them. As Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, that means they are actually glorifying. You people don't know anything. No other interest, no other shelter. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's actually glorification. Hidden glorification. Therefore, immediately after speaking that verse, knowing that people may question, that's all? Bhakti, beginning with hearing and chanting, is the highest, ultimate good, the absolute good. This is the Bhagavatam, the crest jewel of all literature. The first instruction is this. After full conviction from hearing from Narada Muni, Vyasadeva has written this. And Suta Goswami is simply repeating that. Therefore, knowing that this question may arise, immediately he tells, same verse. वासुदेवे भगवती भक्तियोग प्रयोजितः जनयति आशु वैराग्यम ज्ञानम च यद अहैतुकम अहैतुकम विदाउट एनी सेपरेट एंडेवर सिंपली बाय सिटिंग एट द फीट ऑफ द भक्तिवेदांतस विथ लिटिल सबमिसिवनेस एंड नो फ्रिवलिटी एंड सबमिसिवली इंक्वायरिंग एंड ट्राइंग टू सर्व देम नारद मुनि सेज I achieved the perfection of life. It is so potent. I simply heard and sincerely to the best of my ability put it to practice. Namani anantasya hatatrapah patan guhyani bhadrani kritani chasmaran gam paryatan tushtamana gatasprahah kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsarah. He says, this was my qualification. From becoming a son of a Shudra, from a Naradhama position, materially speaking, to a Narottama position, this was my only qualification. Krishna was specially merciful to give me one special darshan. One second darshan. Then I became very disturbed that he left. And therefore, I did exactly the same rituals that I did. But Krishna is not conquered by anything mechanical rituals. This time Krishna spoke actually. Not Narada. My dear child, no more darshan for you. Now you have to qualify yourself to eternally see me. And he says, now, why? Because, he says, two things. Avipakva kashayanam durdarshoham kuyoginam. Avipakva kashayanam. You are not yet pure. He's such an exalted, his tears were rolling. Why is he saying he's not pure? Because avipakva kashayanam. You are still in the mode of goodness. You're trying to look for me in a secluded forest. There's no guarantee that simply if you go to forest, you will see Krishna. Krishna can be seen anywhere, everywhere. So now you have to struggle. And a time will come. As we see in his next life, Narada Muni doesn't go to the forest. Wherever he travels, he creates a Vaikuntha atmosphere. And he has Gandharvas, Kinnaras, Vidyadharas, human beings, Rakshasas. Everyone has become his disciple and eventually pure devotee of the Lord. So, Durdarshoham Kuyoginam, and your imperfect service, the service is not yet perfect. Because if you realize that, then you will see that the devotional service is non-different from the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada writes, on a very high stage, a devotee of the Lord, his attachment to devotional service itself is experiencing Krishna directly, face to face. Therefore, they will never trade devotion, service, for anything else of this world. Even liberation. Very anxiety. Devotional service means a lot of anxiety, a lot of pain, a lot of trouble. They won't trade it even for liberation. No more trouble. Relax in a comfortable place. Just see the Lord face to face. No. I can't. Because I'm not there to see the Lord. I want to serve the Lord. I want to please Him. And therefore, that itself is that connection. Krishna is absolute. The Supreme Personality of God. The Absolute Truth is realized in that sense. And so therefore, immediately confirms the same verse. Janayati ashu vairagyam jnanam chayad ahaitukam. Without any separate endeavor, all knowledge that is to be gained. Because what's actually knowledge? The perfection of knowledge is to know Vedaicha sarvair ahameva vedyo. By all the Vedas you have to know Krishna. Knowing Krishna means what? Anyone can say, I know Krishna. I know. Systematically I know Krishna. But then knowing Krishna actually means being sure of the fact that aham sarvasya prabhu matta sarvam pravartate, being convinced of this understanding that everything is coming from him, everything is him, everything is maintained by him, everything is ultimately is going to go into him, and therefore everything is meant for his enjoyment. The whole creation is anandamayo bhyasa, created for his enjoyment, including the tatastha shakti, the antaranga shakti, or the bahiranga shakti. Therefore, knowing Krishna means engaging everything in his service. Sankirtan. What is sankirtan? Samyak. Whatever we have at our disposal, we use it for glorifying the Lord, for his pleasure and for his satisfaction. That is sankirtan. That's what Narada Muni also tells later part. That's real sankirtan. So, ultimately it comes to the point, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate. Prabhupada begins this purport by saying, here is the distinction between a devotee and a philosopher who speculates on the subject matter of transcendence. The difference between a devotee and a philosopher is, a philosopher may theoretically know what is what and speculate, but it doesn't result in taking shelter of Vasudev. Depending on Vasudev is not there. That's the difference. Mahatmanastu mam partha devim prakritim ashritaham. That dependence marks the perfection of that realization. Total dependence. In the later chapters of the first canto, there is a description about how Vidura, after being insulted by Duryodhan, traveling for 30 years to all the holy places of pilgrimage, hearing about Krishna's passing away in the meantime, meeting Uddhava, trying to inquire from him, Uddhava guiding him to Maitreya as a form of etiquette, and also he couldn't even think of Krishna, means he'll get overwhelmed. Just like Sukadeva Goswami didn't speak Srimati Radharani's name. Uddhava says, hear from Maitreya Muni. After thoroughly inquiring everything, and it's also mentioned the same thing there, Bhaktir Tadaika Bhaktir Govinde, he went on inquiring from Maitreya till he came to the point of Tadaika Bhaktir Govinde. He concluded that devotion to the Supreme Lord Govinda is the ultimate perfection. When he realized this, he stopped asking any more questions. Because now practical action. Enough of question. Now put the answer to practice. He traveled. But then because of his deep love and compassion for his elder brother, he came to Hastinapur for a few days and spoke very, very harsh words. In fact, he did a surgery. A powerful surgery, heart surgery was performed. And the scalpel, he was the, his words, sharp words, shaking, removing the tumor of absorption in materialistic life, false dependence on the comforts, thinking that this is eternally going to be there, on the goodness of Yudhishthir Maharaj, on the royalty of the palace, on a peaceful, settled life in old age. False dependence. Thinking that this is going to give me comfortable and very nice situation. He removed that tumor. And then discharged him from his ICU in Hastinapur. And along with two caretakers, he himself also went along with Mother Gandhari as post-operative care. Come, let's go to to the north. Become healthy now. Give up this diseased condition and become very healthy now. Come back to your good health. So, there in that purport, Prabhupada explains very beautifully the four different words and their connection and their progression. He says, so here we can see the difference between a kripana, a dhira, a sannyasi, and a narottama. Kripana means naradhama. There are two more stages. So kripana means one who does not understand the glory of human life, the utility of human life. That is a kripana. Karpanya dosho pahata subhava. Because of this miserly vision, I am not able to do the right thing. I am confused. Tell me, what is the broad vision? What is the right way of performing things? So kripana means one who does not understand. Higher than that is a dhira. And who is a dhira? When there is provoking, agitating situations and you don't get provoked or agitated, that is a dhira. Dhira stattra namuhyati. By the dualities of life, that is a dhira. It does not get disturbed by the dualities, joy and sorrow, happiness and distress, honor and dishonor, heat and cold. Any man with little knowledge of this world, laws of nature, can attain this dhira stage. For example, not even a spiritually inclined person, even a materially intelligent person, like Sigmund Freud, the famous psychologist of the early 20th century, he was such a stoic personality. Stoic means, you know, I was seeing the dictionary. I'm inspired by Shyamananda Prabhu to go a little detail into such kind of tidbits, some interesting tidbits from here and there. Stoic, of course, this word has Greek origin. But this philosophy of stoicism, that means, you know, being indifferent, arose in 300 BC by a person named Zeno. And what do they basically say? A wise man, free from passion, unmoved by joy and grief, submissive to natural law. That is the nature. Disease will come. Death will come. Just bear it. Everyone is dying. You are also going to die. Why so much anxiety? Pain is there. Intense. But because of his wisdom, material wisdom, he is free from that passion of trying to solve this problem, how to get overcome. No, you can't overcome. There is no remedy. You may patch up for some time, but eventually, friend, you have to go. And unmoved by joints. Actually, in his later stage, I'm told, I read somewhere that he developed cancer and the whole jaw was removed. The lower mandible, you know, that was actually mandible was removed. Very, very, very painful stage. But absolutely remained stoic, indifferent. Dhiras. So even a wise man in this material world can also become stoic. Okay? That's the nature of this world. But higher than that is a sannyasi. And sannyasi is one when a dhira renounces the attachment and things of this family and for spiritual advancement. Freud was dhira in that sense. But he was not spiritually inclined. He didn't become a sannyasi, Tridandi sannyasi, Sigmund Freud. But when people after dhira stage walk off for spiritual advancement, that is a sannyasi stage. And a sannyasi are of two types, Prabhupada writes in the purport. A sannyasi who renounces family life and goes for spiritual out of frustration. That is a Mayavadi. A Mayavadi generally goes out of frustration. He knows futile effort of trying to become happy in this world. And therefore the only choice left for a man who is frustrated, just like grapes are sour. The fox was jumping, thinking, I'll get the grapes. He has heard that grapes are actually sweet. He has heard this. But he's trying to jump, do all practices, jnana, yajna, vairagya, all this, vairagya. No taste. Therefore, grapes are sour. That is a sannyasi in the Mayavad school. A fox with the philosophy, grapes are sour. Therefore, since they are not aware of positive transcendence, life in the spiritual world, eternal life, what remains in their heart is some indifference. That's all. They are frustrated with this world and they have no idea of the other world. And therefore, they know they're going to lose their existence, merge and become nothing, which is not a very good idea. But there is some happiness that at least you'll be liberated permanently from all sufferings. That is the only good thing. But there is nothing to hope, something to aspire, something to depend. Love, eternal love, unending love. Therefore, frustration. But the nature of the soul is to seek happiness, and therefore, Aruya Krichrena Padam Padam Tataha Patanti Adha. As Prabhupada explains in this purport. They have to, because that's the nature of the soul, to love and be loved, to seek relationship. Eternal, loving, unending, and unlimited. And therefore, unfortunately, they are frustrated looking here and there. But if they come in contact with a pure devotee of the Lord, a new world opens up for them. And they can advance much quicker because they are thoroughly convinced of the frustration of this world. Just like Sukadeva Goswami. When Sukadeva Goswami took up devotional service, it was 100% pure devotional service. When the Kumaras took up devotional service, 100% pure devotional service, because they were already above the three modes. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma Na Shochati Na Kaangshati. But Mad Bhakti Lavate Param. That is Parabhakti, pure devotional service. So therefore, Vidura had to prod him from his complacent atmosphere, pull him out. But why did he suggest only a dhira stage? Because Dhritarashtra was very old. Dhritarashtra was highly materialistic. And unfortunately, Dhritarashtra was very offensive to the pure devotees of the Lord. Yudhishthira Maharaj, Bhima, wanting to kill them. So many times. Actually, it is his, as we were discussing yesterday, in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes in the purport, all Mahabharata was because of Dhritarashtra's silence. He was a king. He could have stopped the nonsensical activities of Duryodhan, chopped his head off, as Vidura said, rid of this fellow and your whole dynasty will be saved. But because of his attachment, because of his attachment to the position of a king, becoming the controller, just couldn't give up. And therefore, at least become a dhira. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, in quotes, 7.28 Bhagavad Gita. Esham tu antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandvamoha nirmukta bhajante maam vridhavrata. At least dvandvamoha. He pulled him out from that dvandvamoha. And then Prabhupada writes, after this dhira stage, how to spend the remaining time? If that remaining time is spent in the association of pure devotees to awaken the sense of devotion, devotional service and surrender, and gradually free oneself from all material obligations, then there is a chance Esham to Antagatam Papam, all the sinful reactions because of this attachment is finished. Dvandva Mohan Irmukta, this Dvandva is removed. Bhajante Mam Drudhavrataha. If they use that remaining time to associate with devotees, to awaken their service attitude, devotion and surrender to the Lord, and gradually free from all material obligations. As Mahaprabhu instructed the Kurma Brahman, who wanted to renounce everything and follow him, he said, no, you remain, doesn't matter where you are, but cultivate this devotion. Render devotional service. And when suitable time comes, even though you are in the family, but from dhira, from a sannyasi, anashrita karma phalam karyam karma karotiya, then when time comes, as a narottama, you will just, in your heart of hearts, you will be depending on the Supreme Lord. And even though wherever you are, you will not be dependent on your household, you will not be dependent on your wife and children or your bank balance or your doctor or your lawyer. You will be dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, when Krishna gives indication, you will walk off absolutely with joy, with great enthusiasm, delight of the Narottamas. Another example of such a personality who left when time came was the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. A Narottama. He was in family, seemingly, externally, with his brother and all these people. In his house, 24-hour Sankirtan was going on. And one day, Meen Ketan Ramdas came, who was a devoted servant of Nityananda Prabhu, very highly exalted soul. Knowing him to be the servant of Nityananda Prabhu, Gunardava Mishra, the priest employed by the priest in Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's house, did not properly respect him. They had great, his brother, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's elder brother, he was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sankirtan was going on, but he was disrespectful of, neglected or disregarded Nityananda Prabhu. And therefore, when Gunardava Mishra did not respect Meenaketan Ramdas, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother didn't say anything. He kept quiet. By keeping quiet, you are a part of the, by not immediately responding, he became a part of that. And it is said, immediately he fell down. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, immediately he fell down. Because he did not respect Lord Balaram. Balarama hoilo nitai. He did not respect. But I protested. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I protested and I chastised my brother. How can he do that? But Meenaketan Ramdas, he was very jovial, very jolly, and he, you know, he laughed very loudly, and after performing Sankirtan, he left that place. But because of that exhibition of little faith in Nityananda Prabhu, by Nityananda Prabhu's causeless mercy, that night he appeared in my dream, and he describes in great detail what are the beautiful bodily features of Nityananda Prabhu. And he just, with a stick and all, he just indicated to Vrindavan. And he said, just leave home and go there, go to Vrindavan, everything else will be achieved. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who was in 90s, can you imagine, we recently had Valmiki Muni Prabhu, who left his body, who was in his late 80s, early 90s. Practically you can't do anything, you are completely dependent on others. You can't see properly, you can't hear properly, your hands are shaking. Absolutely, you have to be dependent on something even for fulfilling the basic necessities of life. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, with great delight, not out of self-aggrandizement, but he says, out of exaltation to describe the glory of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. He says, I don't want to speak about myself and how it's not my greatness. I can't stop myself just to speak to you all, share with you all about the glories of Nityananda's mercy. That he pulled me out from that situation and he asked me to go. And in that stage, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, I woke up in the morning and he said, immediately, he doesn't even say there was he packed up or something. He says, immediately I left for Vrindavan. Late 90s, totally depending on Krishna, totally depending on the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And Nityananda used him for a wonderful service, most glorious service, unimaginable by a person of that age and of that condition in life. Srila Prabhupada also very, very humbly explains, oh, I was very horrified at the thought when my Guru Maharaj came in my dream. But he was a householder, executing all his responsibilities, respecting all the renunciates. I am a fallen soul. I am not made for that. But when Krishna spoke to him through his wife, T or me, says T, not me, Haribol. We may say it's so easy at that age. Just walked off with joy. That is Narottama. That's not, his sannyasi was a later part, but he was a Narottam. Walking complete dependence on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nahi kaschit vyapashraya. Vasudeve bhagavati bhaktim udvahatam. Those who carry pure devotion to the Supreme Lord in their heart, jana vairagya viryanam. He was seemingly a householder, but what jnana? Listen to his Bhaktivedanta purports, his devotional ecstasies, what he was relishing in his heart. He has shared a few drops. And nahi kaschid vipashraya. And he also exhibited the highest renunciation. At home, doing the needful, whatever is necessary. And when he had to walk off, he walked off, never to look back. So, ultimately, that's why Mahaprabhu told that Kurma Brahmana, just do this. Amaragyai Guru Huya Taroi Desh Charidai Kho Tarekho Krishna Upadesh. You chant the holy name and distribute this message. Kobuna Badhibe Tomar Vishaya Taranga. Punarapi Eithani Pavimora Sangha. Kobuna Badhibe Tumar Vishaya Taranga. These waves of material existence, even though you are floating in the ocean, the waves will not touch you. Kobuna Badhibe. Never be an obstacle. And Punarapi Eithani Pavimora Sangha. Again you will achieve my association. Or in other words, Prabhupada translates, you will never lose my association. Like Narada Muni in his next life. Traveling all over the world, never losing association of the Lord, an eternal associate of the Lord. So that is Mahaprabhu's mercy. That he has given us a process where even though all of us of Kali Yuga are Kripanas, but simply by practicing devotional service of chanting the holy name, Jive Daya, trying to give to others, Name Ruchi, developing some taste, and serving the Vaishnavas, gradually we will come. Dhiras tatrana. Dualities will come. Things will come. Heat and cold. Honor, dishonor. Happiness, distress. Then sannyasi, at least at heart. Anashrita karma phalam. For those who can't take. This is a great shelter. 6.1. Sa sannyasi cha yogi cha. Engage. And then Narottam stage. Can be achieved by anyone. That's what Bhagavatam is all about. When Narada Muni is telling, I was most fallen, son of a Shudrani, and I became an eternal associate. So prescribe that method. And anyone who accepts it sincerely can achieve. And Very nicely yesterday at Sayan, Radhavalla Prabhu was from New York, was speaking, and he was telling, you don't have to go 5,000 years to see the life of Narada or all these great personalities. Even in this very lifetime, you can see the example by Prabhupada's mercy. He was quoting this book of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, Die Before Dying, seeing every situation. In every situation, seeing it as a mercy of the Lord, taking shelter of the Lord. That's all. That's what Brahmaji says. That's an eternally liberated soul. Seeing any condition, as Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj writes in one of his meditation on Die Before Dying, he says there are three kinds of mercies. Mercies come from front. That means you expect, Krishna, if you do this, I think you're really merciful. And it happens. Wow! That is mercy from the front. And mercy from the side means you never expected and something good happened. And mercy from the back means the last thing you want. The most unlikely way that you'd never want to experience mercy that way. But even that, you accept it, nevertheless. Okay, if that's what you want, my Lord. Tough love, right? Say, tough love. It's cancer cells. Tough love. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the inconveniences that I experience in your devotional service is a manifestation of that love. Of course, very easy to speak exalted philosophy, but actually when things happen, but we see our devotees so nicely taking it. Sudden, who knows what's going to happen? Krishna doesn't give any notice. But then they're fighting in any situation, good or bad, but they just go on. So this is what Lord Shiva is seeing in Maharaj Chitraketu and glorifying. Just look at this. You cursed him just now. Before that he was laughing, enjoying, and in a blissful mood. And you cursed him just now. Big change. Can you imagine being cursed to become a demon? Actually it's going to work. You become a frog. And you know, in 2 seconds you're going to become a frog. Can you imagine what's going to happen? And he comes down and, thank you so much, Mataji. It's Krishna's mercy. Demigod is speaking through you. Krishna is speaking through you. Unimaginable. But we can see in the lives of those devotees who have taken shelter of Bhaktivedanta's, sincerely practiced, any condition, one little jerk, but immediately, you know, Krishna's mercy. I've heard in the Bhagavatam. What happened? 1 second, back to normal consciousness. Not easy, but by Nityananda's mercy, anything is possible. Krishna's mercy, Radharani's mercy. All three coming in a row in next 15 months, 1 month. So much mercy. Balaram, Krishna, Radharani. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki chai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai. Since time is up, we won't take any questions. Hari Bol.